Matt Schlick is the director of CARM, a huge apologetic ministry from a Calvinistic point of view. In Matt Schlick's version of how to share the gospel, there are various vital truths he did not and could never tell you from his Calvinistic point of view. That is very important to know. Because Matt is a Calvinist, much of what he teaches will be poisoned by his theology. In case you don't believe this, ponder what Matt Schlick himself said right here.
Ezekiel 18:4 says, "The soul who sins will die." Isaiah 59:2 says, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." So the Bible tells us that the person who sins will die, that he will be separated from God, and that it will bring him death. It is spiritual death, which is eternal separation from God.
CARM is teaching a gospel which says the soul who sins will die spiritually, and your sins will separate you from God. What Matt Schlick also thinks, but didn't mention, is that those facts only apply until initial salvation. That is, when you get born again. After you get born again, those truths of his gospel do not apply. Again, those scriptures do not apply after getting born again according to Calvinism. How can we be so sure of that? Here's one way. Matt Schlick and all the grace changers believe that when David backslid into adultery and murder, he did not die spiritually and lose his salvation, nor did Peter after he disowned Jesus three times. In fact, according to Calvinism's gospel, no Christian will ever or has ever died spiritually, lost his salvation, after getting born again. If such would happen, that would refute their fifth point, once saved, always saved. Though there are no scriptures which can be cited by any once saved, always saved proponent, they all teach that way. Their theology and false version of the gospel neutralizes Ezekiel 18:4, Isaiah 59:2, Romans 6:23, and scores of other verses after initial salvation. Matt Schlick also created a dilemma for himself by his teachings. According to Calvinism's version of total depravity, all people are born into this world spiritually dead. To die spiritually, one must first have spiritual life. Matt's theology won't allow him to accept the truth that a righteous person will die spiritually if he turns to evil. Therefore, it is fatally flawed. The truth is, Calvinism has a twisted and contradictory message which allows for gross wickedness in the life of a saved person, but denies the obvious, that is, it's a license for immorality. But that's not all. Matt's gospel also declares this.
It only takes one sin to be a sinner. If you've lied, that makes you a liar. If you've stolen, that makes you a thief. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that such people will not be saved or cannot be saved. See, they're not following the law.
While it is biblical that it takes only one act of adultery, theft, or murder to become a Bible-defined adulterer, thief, or murderer, Matt would adamantly deny that such people are not saved if they were previously saved. Matt believes there are two types of adulterers, two types of thieves, two types of murderers, etc. One type is unsaved, but the other type is indeed saved and will never get off the road to heaven regardless how far they drift from Christ. Though Matt didn't mention that in his video, it is his doctrine, and it can be found sprinkled throughout his ministry's teachings. If you remember what Matt just said about 1 Corinthians 6:9, he added the words, "They're not following the law." That is not in your Bible, my Bible, or any Bible. Matt's gospel makes that up to change the force of 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10. And to remove it from its context to allow for such wickedness after getting saved. The 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10 passage was originally written to people who had already been born again. And it was about an unsaved wicked man in their congregation who was sexually immoral and needed to be expelled. All that is found in chapter 5. Paul called that same man wicked in chapter 5 verse 13, another way of describing him as being unsaved. And less than a dozen verses later, Paul reiterates that the sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of God in 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10. No sexually immoral person, thief, swindler, drunk, sodomite, etc., will inherit the kingdom of God according to the Bible. That is fact before or after getting born again. That is Paul's consistent message in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, Ephesians 5, 5 through 7, Galatians 5, 19 through 21, etc. But not the message of Calvinism or their gospel. All Calvinists teach the same and dangerous way. It doesn't matter if it's Ray Comfort, John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, John Piper, Matt Schlick, or whoever. Their false theology of Calvinism will not allow them to teach those basic truths. Matt also said this.
So Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross and died with them, satisfying the wrath of God. This is called the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4 says this, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
As is typical, the once saved, always saved people, when mentioning the gospel, usually go to 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, and carefully avoid the verse before like the plague. Why? Because what it says is so clear and destructive to their gospel. It says this, by this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach you, otherwise you have believed in vain. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 2. The real gospel extends over and beyond the point of getting born again, according to that verse. Did you catch that? Here it is again. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach you, otherwise you have believed in vain. Christians can come to the place where they have believed in vain after getting born again, according to the real gospel. It is their responsibility under grace, not law or work salvation, to hold firmly to the word. That vital part of the real gospel is missing from the false gospel of Calvinism, as you just heard. Now listen to this.
This means that the person who receives Christ is to turn from his sins, to stop lying, stop cheating, stop stealing, etc. It means to live for Jesus and not for himself. It means to trust Christ when circumstances get difficult. It means to put him above all things. This isn't always easy, but it is what we're called to do if we become Christians.
Matt neglected to add that if a person becomes a Christian, then starts again to lie, cheat, steal, live for himself, etc., he will still remain saved. If Matt ludicrously believes, like other Calvinists, that Paul was the worst of sinners and Romans 7, 14 through 25 is a typical Christian life, then he can always fall back on that if shown as deadly error. Calvinists have a double message and loathe telling others what they really believe about King David remaining saved when in adultery and murder. They believe that King David, when backslid, is an example of an elect person who strayed into sin but always remained saved. That means others can do the same thing, according to their deadly version of grace and the gospel. Now listen carefully as Matt slips a noose around his own neck.
And finally, the person who is to trust in Jesus must know what he's getting into. He needs to take it seriously, and he needs to count the cost. This way, you won't be inadvertently inoculating the person from Jesus by presenting a false gospel.
Matt mentioned a potential follower of Jesus needs to take getting saved seriously and count the cost. But what does that mean to a Calvinist? To them, it means you should obey and be faithful to God, but if not, while you're still saved, you're going to go to heaven, and you can never get back on the road to hell again. Once in grace, always in grace, according to them. His license for immorality is why there are people professing to be Christians and at the same time lusting, getting drunk, committing adultery, stealing, lying, hating, swindling, being dishonest in business affairs, etc. If man is a five-point Calvinist, he also believes in double predestination. That means if you are not chosen by God to salvation, you cannot and never will get a chance at salvation. That would also mean he believes in limited atonement, or the false idea that Jesus did not die for all of mankind, but only for the elect. Furthermore, Matt's version of grace, if he's a five-point Calvinist, is that it's irresistible, and man has no free choice to reject it as for salvation. The truth is, the real gospel of grace extends beyond initial salvation. It declares a conditional security for the believer, in which the Christian is responsible to hold on, keep himself, and put to death the deeds of the body as he gets strength from God. Spiritual death is just as much a possibility for a Christian as it was for Adam and Eve before they sinned and died spiritually. Hence, Jesus would teach those already saved that they would have to endure to the end to be saved, that is, to enter God's kingdom, in Matthew 10:22. And if they would disown him, that is, disown Jesus, he in turn would disown them in Matthew 10, verse 33. To teach a real Christian would never disown Christ is to display gross ignorance of the Scriptures, for the apostles did that very thing. Folks, we need to get saved and stay saved, which does not always happen, and that's definitely not the message of the Calvinistic gospel. God bless you.